it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
A place where big. Congratulations, Mr. Sims. You are the fattest boy in camp.
Real quick, by the way. So, welcome to Spoiler Beans about last night crossover movie review number two for Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Another. It's a heavyweight. It's in the competition of great 90s Disney kid movies.
Yes.
But I just really quickly want to stop because in the trailer right there, it goes. In a world, or whatever the, however, it didn't start like that, but.
He did say in a world.
Oh, in a world, yeah, where fat is big. Or, he said, like, where the stakes are big. He said something about, fuck, I'm going to rewind it a little bit.
There is a place.
There's a place.
A place where big.
Okay, when he says a place where big, and it showed a shot of a scale, like, scrolling up on the thing. Like, just, all right.
Sims, you're the fattest boy in camp. He's beautiful. Isn't it?
This is definitely not sanitary.
For Jerry and his friends, it was a dream come true. Until the new owner.
That is out of here, mister!
Turned it into a nightmare.
Lunch has been canceled today due to
that hustle.
Now,
best line in the movie.
Oh, by far.
Starvation. And humiliation.
Nice swing, you fat tubbo.
All right, that's enough.
You fat tubbo.
The fat tubbo. And there was a lot of name calling in this movie.
Oh, the movie was all name calling. It was just vicious. No punches not pulled. Do you think this movie could be made today?
Well, great. First question. I don't think so. I think that the fat shaming part of it is just too severe for most people to handle. I can handle it. I was a fat kid. I didn't ever hide my snacks in. I didn't have cool compartments. I hid snacks under the bed for sure.
I think in the cabinet somewhere, so nobody would know that I put it there. Yeah.
But I didn't have the fucking witchcraft, the secret passage doors. They were like had cut tree trunks in half to store Twinkies
to store
and salamis.
Are you kidding? Salamis, full
like,
salamis.
I was always glad I wasn't that fat to where I cut down trees to hide snacks in. You know, like that's. I feel like at that point, if you walk inside and your mom's like, "Why do you smell like tree?" and you're like, "I was sawing," and she's like, "What were you sawing?" and you're like, "A secret hiding spot for my snacks." Like, she's like, "We're getting you and Jenny Craig tomorrow."
Tomorrow, Jenny Craig.
Yeah. We're doing it some now. Sort of a program.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think these kids were. I did like the fact that it celebrated fatness.
It is even the trailer, it's body positive.
Yeah. You want that out of a fat kid movie.
Yeah.
You can't, because the name's like Tubbo, whatever he called him.
Tubbo.
There's a lot of. Dude, there were some nicknames. I mean, even right at the beginning of the movie, you know, which is a great start. End of school.
Everyone throws everything.
School's out. It was a classic, like, the kids are, I don't know, fifth, sixth grade?
Yeah, easy. Elementary school. You're still in elementary school.
They looked like they were celebrating not just the end of the school year, but the end of, I think, a chapter. It felt like end of sixth grade,
that.
Heading into seventh grade.
Yes.
So, like, everyone's, you know, papers up in the air. Kids walk out. What do we, you know, and then Jerry, our main fatty, somebody goes, "Isn't that your bus?"
Yeah.
And he just looks up and it's driving away. And then he just starts chasing
the bus.
The bus.
And you know what else is? I was looking at him.
Some kid yells out the window. What'd he say? I wrote it down. He goes, "Run, fat boy."
Run.
And like, fat boy, I remember like that. Those hurt. I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
That hurts. Fat boy. It's like, I don't know, the pairing of words. It's not, You're like, God, he nailed me on two occasions. Like, he identified
he
me
never be so
twice.
Right.
Yeah, he can never be so right, dude.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was younger, was fat, but my dad would always say that, like, I gained weight, like, just to be like, hey, you need to work harder, like, for football. Like, so he would always call me fat. So I felt fat, even though I looked at pictures of myself.
Wow.
I was a fucking rock, man.
Holy shit. But he just wanted you to pump
and
iron.
eat right and like and focus and like
you fat fuck Jesus yeah. Christ
all the time fucking I was shredded man
you're like puking in the bathroom it's like you fat fuck
you fatty like, you oh think my. This is what Peyton Manning does
Peyton Manning would never eat SpaghettiOs on top of rice yeah that's so many carbs I know it's good it looks amazing so chases the bus classic 90s cool soundtrack yeah. too it was I can't remember what it was whatever that opening song was it was like the way when Everclear started to become real popular in the 90s you know with like Father of Mine or Everything is wonderful now la 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 la
la I know that
yeah.
one It does sound that way.
Yeah.
You know what else I didn't realize? Like, he's already fat, but they made it seem like everyone hated him. Because a dog walks by and it's like, why were they trying to emphasize
You know you wouldn't be able to escape this.
You fucking yeah.
You're lucky I'm chained up.
You're lucky.
Yeah, it did come out of the gate just trying to paint the picture of like, these guys are down and out and hungry.
He goes to a lemonade stand. And it's like 25 cents for a cup, and he puts down like $3 and drinks the pitcher.
Yeah, I know, dude. Just licking the bottom of the fucking plastic container to get, he's like, get that, get those last sugary bites. The kid's like, you want your change, you fat psycho?
You fat psycho? We can't make it. That was all we had. That was supposed to get us through.
$3 is clearly not the amount you should be putting down if you're going to drink the whole fucking thing. It's 50 cents a cup. We had like 9 cups in there.
fucking fat.
I might not be tall enough to beat you up, but I know simple math. Yeah, so they're really just setting this kid up.
Yeah, because that's all in the credits. That's all in the credits.
Yeah, and it's end of school. He's chasing the bus. All that bad shit happens. And then he gets home, and he's bombarded. He's blindsided with dad and mom.
And his dad's the GOAT. I forgot that his dad was fucking Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor, yeah, real classic dad. He, you know, not as funny either. Definitely funny in his own way, but was like definitely playing the dad that was
I don't want them to like me. I want them to be like, oh, this guy.
Like this dad's a Republican. You know, like he was very much like, hey man, no son of mine's gonna be fat and gay. And he's like, I'm just fat. He's like, oh, okay, cool. We'll just let you know the other one. You know, like
just in case you're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking
about. Yeah, because he just seemed real stern. And you know, he hired, who was this guy that came over and showed the video of Fat Camp?
The guy from Holes. I know that his name's Mom from Holes. I remember
because they brought in some guy. I must have missed why he's there.
He's just like works for the camp, but he brings in the video. And it's
so that's
for Camp
weird.
Hope.
It so
is
that weird. His dad like it's almost like a college coach recruiting a high schooler.
Yeah,
like coming to the house, he was just like, "We want you,
we want that
and your man boobs over at camp, fucking camp, 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 little boy titties."
What is going on with that movie?
I mean, so the guy's like, "Your dad brought me in here to tell you you gotta fucking drop some LBs ASAP, man,
ASAP, dude, now."
And they put on the tape and. He's like, don't get addicted to go-karts. And he's like, and then I love that he goes, nah, I'm just kidding. It's like, as if like that was some sort of a weird thing to say. Like, he had to check himself, like, hey, don't cancel me.
Okay, you know, like, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
That wasn't a euphemism. I just meant don't get addicted to the fucking cars. And then he leaves, and the dad's like, I love that the kid fires back. Jerry,
you're fatter than me.
Yes, you're fatter than me, he says to his dad, which is awesome. Because right away, you just know, this kid don't take no shit.
No.
And fat kids can, look, they take a lot of verbal abuse, but it's like, more often than not, which is where I got some of the comedy chops from, you get a little, you know, defensive and fire back instead of just like cowering and taking the... the dad being like, you got to go to fat camp because this is bullshit. You know how many, different chairs we've gone through in the kitchen? Just with your sweaty ass fucking cheeks just melting the wood. And you're like, that doesn't even make sense, Dad. He's like, it does, because you don't get it because you're thinking about Cool Whip and ranch burrito sauce. So then he goes to the camp. No, he goes, I'm not going to the camp.
And then, of course, classic plane. And he meets young Kenan Thompson.
On the plane.
Who destroys this movie.
Yeah.
Who helps carry it, I think.
Kenan really just paved the way. This looked like it was pre-Kenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Or he was young, all that. Yeah.
This had to be, what, right before Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, he just went on a run. God, was just like...
Still on it.
Yeah, still on it, man. Crazy. That's fucking crazy.
So cool. It's like, holy shit. Yeah. Because it started there. And he does a good job in this movie. Like, I'm watching. I'm like, man, he's doing this kid.
Good kid actor.
Good kid actor.
He's as natural as he is now.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Yeah, real big shout out there.
I'm that opening scene, you meet him, and he's talking about how fat he is to our boy Jerry. And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm a fucking fat ass.
Yeah.
Look how fat I am. That's what, you know, we're both, come on, you're fat too. And it's like, yo, confident. Yeah. I was thinking, like, man, I would not have been that.
No.
Confident.
No. And that was great that he met somebody right away that was like, all right, cool, maybe this is not going to be so bad.
Yeah.
And then they get there, and Ben Stiller's dad and whoever his wife is, owner of the camp, Camp Hope, for like 30 years.
Yes.
And right out of the gate, they're like, because we needed some conflict at some point. We're like, this fat kid's just going to go have a great time? Yeah. I don't think so. Hey, hold your horses. Like, there's got to be you guys got to go through something, yeah, because clearly...
The music was positive, too.
I think by the end of it, you're like, I don't know. What did you think, how it was going to, like, did you think they were going to, it was going to be uplifting at the end, or was it like they were going to lose weight or just learn a lesson?
I knew it was going to be uplifting. I knew it was going
to. Either lose weight or you learn a lesson.
No, they don't lose weight.
Yeah.
They learn to, like, it's okay. They almost Lizzo it. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Of like, oh, we're going to rock this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I did not see how they were going to get there.
And I didn't see the amount of uphill climb. I didn't see, like, I mean, the first time seeing it, once the couple who sells the camp, damn man, all right. So once they sell the camp,
no, this was funny. They're giving the speech, and it's like they're like, "Hey, thank you guys for coming." We went bankrupt.
And then should we take a taco time out?
He says to the kids, and then we he said, never let anybody sign your checks. You know what I mean? And he's like, looking, the wife's like, oh, they don't need to hear this. They do need to hear this. That's his life.
That was amazing. He just, definitely just opened up. He's like, this is what happens when you hit bankruptcy. And there's like, what? He's like, I'm selling the camp. You better get your little snack pouches cleaned out. I'm looking at you, Jerry. You fucking Butterfinger son of a bitch. You Butterfinger bastard. You put three king size Three Musketeers in your pillow.
You think we don't know?
This motherfucker's duct tape and salami to his back. So then they sell it. And then immediately Ben Stiller comes in. And in the performance of his career.
Yeah.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there, and I see you. Hey guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now, and if you're a little uneasy, I get that, and I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good. And it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision, and I'll tell you this much. They're the best in the game, okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils. The bath bombs make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of... It's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs, and it's not, because it's CBD. So, if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because I got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com, the promo code ALN15, to get 15% off your first order. Do it today, and start living and feeling the right way. And now, back to the episode.
Also, this
it's
movie,
up there.
It felt like a prequel to Dodgeball.
Yeah, 1,000%. He definitely pulled that character
out of the, and then the storyline and what it's about and like the getting them and shit. It's like, whoa, this might as well just be the first Dodgeball, just like a prequel. This is crazy.
Just minus the stash, yeah. And so this you know, trainer, health guru comes in, Perkis, right? Tony Perkis. And he comes in and he's just full of hostility towards fat people.
Yeah, he doesn't like them.
Doesn't like them. Just as like you, I mean, he's got this staff of just like, got the weird,
the German guy,
Lars, who's like his number two.
Yeah.
And,
you know, we didn't talk about also the staff of, we didn't talk about Pat Finley. I like that Disney, the love interest story in this is the grown man and the grown woman.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a love story in this.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? It's Pat. It's the fucking guy who also is. It's weird how similar this movie is to Blank Check and like, or Richie Rich. All of them. Like, man, the pacing.
Yeah.
The comedy pacing and like the when they pull at your heartstrings. It's almost like the same algorithm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was watching. It's like, man, this is crazy how similar this movie is.
Yeah. And again, a little bit of a father son relationship because like Jerry and his dad, Jeffrey Tambor, don't get along. And
he meets this fucking...
He meets this, like, other dad figure, Pat, who doesn't have a son, but it's like...
And been there forever.
And they look the same. I remember as a kid being like, oh, that's why they really like each other, because they're... Because I felt like the kid was like, oh, I'm looking at me when in 20 years. And Pat was looking at the kid being like, oh, fucking, that's a young me. Like, and they both just wanted to hang out with other versions of themselves. I literally thought as a kid, I was like, oh, that's why they get along. They kind of look the same.
Yeah.
And then you come to find, no, man, they both need each other. That was a weird side story of like, oh, like, because remember they were on the, you know, screaming out into on the during the sunset on the deck.
Yeah, and they're laying out on the deck just having a real man-to-man.
Yeah, they're like really? This is who we are. Like, suck on my man tit, universe. Like, they were just owning it, being like, fuck you. This is what we ate ourselves to this point, and we're fine with
we
it.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck, man. Get off our bags. And, yeah, but they you had to have that extra bond because this kid Jerry's at camp by himself. Stiller comes in. He's like, I'm going to whip you guys into shape.
Yeah.
Famously says, you know, today's lunch has been canceled due to lack of hustle, which is a great line. And
I love when they do show their snacks. Like you said, it wasn't, they had like it was a treasure chest.
Yeah.
You couldn't eat it. You couldn't even eat it if you wanted to eat it.
No. They had so many fucking snacks in that cabin. Like, and I don't see how you got away with that. But the camp before that was, like, these kids that were there, they were like, this is how it goes to Jerry. They're like, you hide your snacks here. You do that. We go go-karting then we jump in the blob and we go swimming. Because they got a day of that in.
Yeah, we eat deli, and then we just fucking pick out on deli meat.
Pick out on deli meat. And, yeah, and everyone's cool with it. And nobody thinks about other shit than food.
No.
Right?
The whole movie.
Yeah. And then Stiller really whooped him into shape.
Well, he's trying. He tries to whoop him into shape. It was a cool... I was looking at the camp like, man, that would be a fucking dope camp. With the blob thing and the go-kart track. And
It had all the makings of an actual camp.
Yeah. But there's the scene, I thought this fucked me up, man, where he's weighing them. He like weighs them all in front of each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then he starts like testing their neck fat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wouldn't have been able to handle this.
No, he definitely went too far. I mean, I thought it was just like, and it was like Jerry was so thrown off so early. He was just like, what the fuck is happening? Like this is not normal. Like, he called home. He called like his dad. Like,
he wrote a letter to his grandmother.
And yeah, he didn't call dad because like they're the ones that like, it almost felt like, you know, there's some of these, like Paris Hilton did this documentary about this fucked up girls' school she went to and how abusive it was. Felt like that a little bit, where it was like this place that the parents didn't know. They thought the camp was all great, and he's like, we're trapped. Like, remember when the kid who played Goldberg in Mighty Ducks made some joke to Ben Stiller when he came in to give him shit about
this. Seymour Butts.
Yeah,
give
him a classic Seymour Butts. He's like, who hid all their candy? Or who knows where you guys hide the candy or something?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, Seymour who hid the candy? And they go, Butts. And he goes, who? Seymour Butts. He goes, what?
He goes, where is he? Where is he? Like, who is Seymour? Or like,
I want to show him.
Show me Seymour Butts.
I want to show me Seymour Butts. I want to see more Butts.
See more Butts.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, you do? You want to see more Butts? And then just turn around and just eyeballs everybody like, this guy wants to see Butts. And then
he get ritzy.
And he like, goes, oh, you a stand-up comic? Because I would love to book you a tour, which is a great line.
And, to say to a child.
Yeah. And then the next day, it's just like a funeral shot of like a coffin. It was just like a dead bed. Yeah. And it was like the bed was just empty and they're all huddled around it. And they were like,
they're freaked out.
And at first I was like, oh, they just kicked him out of camp. But then one of them goes, is he okay? And they're like, is he okay? And then one of them's like, I don't know. So they're like, so then they just kind of say right there, blatantly being like, did Ben Stiller just kill this kid and like dump his body? Because they were like, is he? Because if he was fine, yeah, they would have been like, oh, that sucks that he left camp. His parents came and got him.
Yeah.
But they just didn't.
No, they were like, yo, bro, I heard he's fucking on the streets
yeah,
in New York.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking with his feet cut off.
That was an amazing scene where it's just all different characters
yeah,
in the
telling
camp.
Telling you like, yo, what I think happened yeah, to him.
And Pete Berg is a cameo
as the fucking
as the
cook.
Chef. Yeah, yeah, the cook. And he was just like, what'd he say? He's like.
I think he was just like, get out of my fucking face.
Oh, he's dead. No, I think
he's dead. Yeah, he's already dead. Yeah,
it was just great. Disney just letting the crazy be crazy.
Yeah.
And one kid was like, yeah, he's like, I heard he's dancing with a guy in a wheelchair on the streets of New York. And they're all like, and then he's like, what?
Andy Berg was like, it ain't dancing, baby.
Like, oh. And that kid who said the wheelchair thing, I remember they cut back to Jerry and he goes, for real? And then the kid, and then this fat kid just goes, hey, that's just what I heard. Just being like, hey, man, nobody fucking knows. There's just a lot of rumors going around.
Going around, dude. He's fucking not here.
And we're all telling him, yeah.
Oh, God.
But you felt bad that Stiller's team was just so, you know, the hikes were crazy. They took away go-karts.
They play baseball. They play the baseball game against the other team.
Yeah,
and I didn't like that. They just that was one thing. I was like, well, this just isn't true. Fat kids, I think I wasn't around some fat ballers.
Oh yeah,
some fat kids that can hoop.
Oh yeah,
play baseball, play football, and they're like the best players on the team.
You're talking about me. I destroyed. You know, quick fat was just quicker than you thought.
Yeah, and I'm putting this weight on you, and what are you going to do about it?
Oh, dude, you can't D me up in the post.
Not even close.
If I'm sliding to second in kickball, you're just getting out of the way.
Yep.
If
it didn't go over the gate, I have the foot of a man already.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I was swinging for the fences always. They
make them seem like they can't do it. Like they're, I didn't like that. They were like, hey, look how fat, and they're stupid.
And they're
because
stupid.
They eat so much, they don't know anything.
Yeah, the food's killing their brain cells. And then they just tried to have some sweet moments with the guy-girl dance. They got the girl camp.
That was a good moment.
And they did like, and I'm surprised Stiller let that happen on his watch, but it was a great scene because the kids were like, all the cute girls were like, we want to dance with you guys. You guys, you know, dad bods are in or whatever, you know.
Wait, no, it starts, I remember it starts with one of the girls is like, oh, why do they all have to be so fucking fat? We have to dance with them. And then another girl goes, well, what should they do, throw up their food like you, Becky? And it's like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, it's dude. Like, this is fucking deep. That was crazy. That was
Well, they want to take Xanax like you and smoke cigarettes? Yeah. Your mom doesn't fucking love you, bitch. And it's like, whoa.
Oh, should I get more food stamp sandwiches? And it's like, oh my God. Yeah, that was cutthroat. And then all of a sudden, why did they loosen up and start dancing?
The teachers went out. I love always that scene.
Always.
The adults go out.
Set the tone.
Set the tone. The song.
You're
going to
be a
awesome
teacher, set the tone.
What was the song? It was like a Rock Lobster. It was like one of those kind of songs.
Wow, yeah, that's right.
Where it just makes you happy.
Because then Paul Feig, shout out to Paul Feig, director of Bridesmaids, The Heat, Spy, Ghostbusters, starts fucking dancing up a storm. Because Judd Apatow that wrote it, you know, they're buds, and Paul was active for a little bit. And
a lot of legends involved in this. Like,
that was
legends.
A great song. It also could have been, let's think of other 90s R&B slow dance songs that the camp could have had. Like, it wouldn't have been like Keith Sweat, Nobody.
No.
That wouldn't have made sense. Although it would have been awesome. Because it would have been great just for the sake of the movie. Like, that song goes on, and then everyone's looking at each other like, we don't know how.
I don't know how to feel.
I don't know how to feel. I don't like this song's very sexual. Yeah,
he's really in my ears.
Pat's like, dude, I know I need to be appropriate, but it's weird if I don't do something kind of. If I don't make a move to this girl during the song, I can't just dance like this is still Rock Lobster. Nobody by Keith Sweat is not Rock Lobster. And if I don't acknowledge that in front of her, it's weird for everybody. Even the kids are being like, dude, just fucking
move, make a move.
Grab something, make a move. It's Keith Sweat's nobody.
You can't just dance. Keith Sweat's nobody. That's so deep. It's so intense.
But Disney, I mean, there's got to be something. But they had to have some sort of a fun, like what's going to get people going. So then they're all dancing. Stiller breaks it up.
Yeah, he's pissed.
And Goldberg's back, and they're trying to... They're trying to what? What's going on?
Goldberg comes back, and because he said his dad was going to sue him. They're like, how'd you get back? He's like, my dad threatened to sue that little bitch Kate. And they're like,
Oh, yeah, dude. That's right. Dude, sue him. Goldberg just was fucking clearly like, he's like, my dad's in the mob. You know? It's like my dad showed up and fucking was
Jewish
like.
Jewish mafia's fucking real, dude.
Yeah. Listen here, Tony Perkins. My son's going back to camp, and you're buying him snacks. And he gets to eat the ones you already currently possess.
You hear me?
You hear me? Yeah, just fucking bullies him. And Pat and Jerry hit it off too, which there was a great shot of the nurse that Pat is getting, right? She's the nurse?
Yeah.
The gal at the camp.
Oh, yeah, that's who he's into. Yeah.
And they're having a nice flirt sesh just constantly. And there's one great scene where Pat and Jerry go pretend to go-kart because the go-karts have been stripped away. Remember?
Yes.
They got into the go-karts and they pretended to drive around. And Pat was, Pat was like, you know, I'll be your dad. Like, I'll be your dad if you want me to. Like, he was so close to saying that. He was just like, you know, so many moments where he'd be like, come on. And they were pretending and he'd push them and then they'd start laughing. You know, I'll be your dad if you want me to, man. Do you want another dad? And the woman, they cut to the nurse and she was in the window watching.
Yeah.
And like, at first, it looked like she was playing with herself while she was watching. I'll be honest.
It's like, I don't think this is for Pat.
I had to do a Disney double take. And I was like, wait a second. Because they only showed from like, the first shot was like, you know, full body. And then it went to like waist up and her hand was like down below. And she just made this face that was like, hey, man, I think they were trying to be like, look, we're not saying it didn't happen, but we're not saying that. We're saying she was doing that.
That's what we're saying about you, ma'am.
Yeah, and so that was cool because that let you know too that she was excited about the relationship between Pat and Jerry.
But, yeah, I love how he ran around once, and then they were like laid up on each other, and he was like, "Man, I love you, Pat."
I love you, Pat.
I'll be your dad.
I'll be your dad, man.
We're just gonna be you call me dad the rest of the time you're here.
Which is again, like, I don't know who keeps pumping these father son. You know, storylines in, but you know, this is the second one where it was a big part of it. And then they
sneak into Tony's room and they find out that all the letters they wrote haven't been getting sent home.
Yep.
Which is fucking a mind fuck.
Yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow.
Because
you're like, wow, not only has my do I really feel trapped?
Yeah, because this guy's really crazy.
Nobody knows.
Like, no one knows where
anything or what I've been going through, and now I know that I'm even more fucked. And now the panic level rises and you got to get out of there.
Yeah. I would be a little nervous seeing all my letters there. And then they have all the parents are coming though for like midterm weigh-ins, which is like, yo, what is this camp?
Yeah, that was weird. Cuz it was like if you're coming at that point, the kids should be able to give some sort of like a this guy's fucking great. Like we got to get out of here. Like but they're just like we're going to come make sure
you
lost some weight. And if not, you're staying here for two more weeks, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just going to keep feeding you.
Yeah, and all the kids gained weight. That's right.
Yeah, they all gained weight.
Because they snuck their snacks.
Yeah. And then, you know.
He's like, are you guys snack snucking? Snacks? Are you guys snack snucking? Are you guys snack snuckers? Are you guys, are you snack sneaking? And every kid, I remember the main kid, Jerry, was like 9 pounds heavier. And
yeah.
And Stiller was like, the fuck is going on?
Yo, he has to go talk to himself.
Yeah.
Which is also like, the other camp counselor should be like, hey, man, hey, relax. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I know, but Lars was the weird, like, that was Disney's diversity.
Yeah, they were like, he's German.
Yeah. Like, Disney, I don't even think if they were thinking in terms of, like, you know, black, Asian, Latina, you know, Indian, they're just like, get a white foreign dude. Like that's, you know what I'm saying? Like they were like, that made it. And that guy was, I don't know. I just, it didn't make sense. Well, I guess no. He was there. He was attached to Ben Stiller's
He's
character.
Attached, and I guess it's also, I'm like, oh, wow, it's not like, oh, Germans, but like, this is a bad guy.
Yeah.
The idea of like, oh, he has a German accent. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
He almost seems scarier than Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he is.
And then they tied him up at the end.
God, when they tie all of them,
so after the weigh-ins, yeah. So after the weigh-ins, they
go crazy because he wants to take him on that 20-mile hike.
That's right. Okay, that's right. So yeah, so before the tie-up, yeah, they go on the 20-mile hike.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, fuck this. We need a plan now.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Hey, we'll fart in his fucking face. Because at first, that's the first plan. Yeah. The first plan is we'll get Goldberg. Just hold one ready.
Amazing, by the way. Great plan. Would have been a solid choice had they gone with it.
Yeah.
And then they decide to, on the hikes, you know, everyone's, you know, arguing. And he comes over, he's meditating, and he's like, what's going on? They're like, we're arguing that you can't do a sit-up if you can't hear or see. And he's like, of course you can.
Of course you can.
You fucking
out of the way, you
fat,
freaking
more idiot. More fat, dumb thoughts, huh, guys? Yeah. Is that what you're doing over here? Just having fat thoughts?
Just eating your stupid thoughts? I'm just eating them. Thoughts, so you never have them because you're just eating all the time.
You must be so full on fucking broken syllables. And so then he's like, I bet you can't do a sit-up without seeing or hearing. He's like, I'll show you how it's done. Lays down. They blindfold him.
Goldberg spreads cheeks.
Spreads the cheeks. But Stiller comes up short. Tony just his half sit up, and then he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that's his kid's asshole.
Yeah, I mean, dude, none of he's about. This. Who knows what would happen if he just sat all the way up, and Goldberg's like the one. I mean, all those guys, you probably don't want to get a face deep of anything, but yeah. Goldberg especially. Goldberg just was already felt like he was 19.
Yeah, because you could tell he's the older one.
Yeah,
you could tell he was already at least 20.
Yeah, he's like, dude, this is like I've been driving around town. Like, this is not going to be good.
And you can tell on set, he's definitely the kid who's like, hey, you guys want to go get some pussy? And they're like playing video games still. Like, whoa,
this is
Hollywood?
I'm playing Sonic the Hedgehog. He's like, you guys are fucking lame. Dude. You know what's out there?
Yeah, what's the fuck? You know what's out there?
I know two girls that would fucking do, dude, pull up Grand Theft Auto. I'll show you some cool-ass people.
Yo, I can tell the 10-year-olds are playing Sonic. Dude, I know two girls who will lick your fucking balls between your ass. And they're like, what the I haven't even thought about.
You can call this girl Sonic the Hedgehog if you want to. She'll let you do anything, man.
Come on, bro.
She's like, man, I'm 9. It's like, oh, man, we were all 9 once.
Come on, baby. How much are you getting paid for this? I mean, he's just like, you know, like, I don't know.
Is your first movie? Yeah. Yeah, so then Stiller chases him, and then fucking Trapdoor City.
Trapdoor, tied up, and then they put him in a cage for like days.
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline was, but it definitely was like.
No, they do so much. They get the blob refixed.
Yep.
Get back on it.
Yep.
Get all the go-karts refixed. They're back on the go-karts.
Yep.
They do go for power walks because also the adults are like, hey, where's Tony? And they're like, oh, we tied him up. And he's like, this is my shot.
And he strangles that little British kid to get out.
Yo, he does.
Right?
He strangles a little British kid.
Gets out of the electrocution, the cage, whatever he was in. Lars, they tied up on the tree. They painted him with honey. And then his two friends came up and they were like, what did they say to him? They were like, oh, I wrote this down.
With the deers licking him?
Yeah, but before that, Lars' assistants come to the tree and said, if you don't have a job. Oh, yeah, they were like, hey, Lars, we know that if you don't have a job, you get deported. So.
they bring up green cards.
Yeah, so we need you to do us a little favor. And he was just like, I love you both. You're both my friends. But I was just like, dude, they're threatening his citizenship. Just being like, you know they'll send you the fuck back to Germany, dude.
And he's like, please, no, my grandmother. Yeah, please. Yeah, he's real. He's like, no.
I'm already painted with honey, please. And they're just like, hey, chill, baby. It's all good.
Yo, the kids get fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Because at one point when they're walking up, they go, he's like, you see Tony's circus is on like near the cliff's edge, and one kid's like, do we do it here? And he's like, no. Too messy. Too obvious.
Oh, yeah. They thought about pushing him off that cliff.
I thought about just murdering him.
Like, we'll eat his body. Like, we don't have to save money on dinner. Like, what? Dude, how fat are you, man? You're so fat that cannibalism is an option? Fucking, if you're looking past food, you are fat.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be going to people this quick in the game. You're 10, baby. Fucking put some gravy on it.
Just put some gravy.
Get your taste buds acclimated before you start dipping in the people sauce. So then Stiller's wrapped up. He breaks out, strangles the British kid.
Strangles the British kid.
Gets out, runs into the I mean, at this point,
into the midterm weigh-ins.
At this point, they thought even Pat had come down before Stiller broke out, came face to face with him, and was like, "I was going to help you, but no, I'm not." And he was just like, "Let me out of here!" And he's taped up, and they thought they were just living sweet. They fucking ripped his sign off his house, and
they're playing.
Yeah, they were playing all the games, swimming, and then Stiller comes into the. I guess the mess hall.
The mess hall, right? And he breaks glass to prove out, and he walks on it.
Yeah.
To prove his point.
Yeah, and then I think it's real, jumps up on the table, and then he gets in, he starts screaming at Jerry, and then Jerry's dad, Tambor, because remember,
when he
came to pick him up, he was like, "Oh, you look the same." Oh, that was at the weigh-in. Okay.
Yeah, that was at the weigh-in.
So now they're here, and yeah, Tambor punches him.
Yeah, but he does say, he's like, "You're fat, shitty little son. What'd you do? Just feed him. Num, num, num." He's just saying it.
Num, 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 num. You got those numma eyes, baby. Num, 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 num. Yeah, and Tambor couldn't take it. Punches him in the dick. He goes down.
I call him fat.
Yeah.
That's why I sent him to this
camp. Is that what he said?
No, he might as well. I sent him here.
That's my fat son, but I'll call him that.
I don't appreciate him for who he is, but I do appreciate what he can be.
He's under my roof, but only because he can't eat it.
He's still eating him with
He's like, "Dad, I get it, man. Fucking the camp didn't work. Shit, we still got to ride home. Chill out.
This guy was fucking crazy.
Thanks for punching him, but I feel like you're still not on my side, even though you punched him. I know you just punched him. That was a great display of, you know, family, but yeah,
stop shitting on me.
And then Stiller does like takes the punch.
Yeah, he does.
And does like 8 backflips.
Yeah.
After the punch, right?
Yeah, he takes the punch, does it like 8 backflips.
It's like some Street Fighter shit. Like he turned his hit into a move. You know?
They do.
And then he just falls down.
He falls down. Something, what knocks him down?
I thought he just did 8 backflips and that was that. And he was just like, fuck, like, man, that was too many. Fuck. And he just hit the fucking counter and went down.
I am not in the shape that I thought
I was. 8 backflips after a dad punch. He was like, and I don't know where he was trying to backflip to, but he just went a little too far.
Yeah.
Hit the cabinet, fell down, and then that was that.
Yeah, and then he hit the cabinet. Yeah, because I forgot how he gets hurt again, but you're right, it is just nonsense.
Yeah.
And then he shows up and he's his dad. He plays his dad. He plays like Big Circus.
Yeah, and the kid's like, you know, Mr. Parkus. Perkis?
Yeah,
right?
Perkis.
Perkis. Mr. Perkis? He goes, "Call me Pop."
"Call me Papa." Yeah. He goes, "Okay, Papa." As his dad's right there, like, what the fuck, man?
His dad's like, "Dude, I should have fucking come on day 2. I shouldn't have let you be here this long." Yeah, and then.
Yo, I love this. And then the dad, this is my favorite part. It made me laugh. I don't know why. The dad goes, all right, well, you know, I guess we have to shut the camp down. They're like, "No, please. What can we do to keep it open? We still want to be here." And he's like, "Well, if an adult wants to supervise." And he goes, "Who's been here the longest?"
Yeah, right.
2, 4 years, 5 years, 18 years. And he goes, "What you do with your life?"
he was just like 4, 2, all right, that sounds good. 5, yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, 18. Wait, what the fuck did you just say? 18?
You've been here 18.
Like, dude, that was a bomb.
That was the biggest diss to me of like, because it wasn't even about being
fat.
What
have you been doing with your life?
It was just, what have you done?
Why are you here still? I'm not even here and I own this place.
I haven't been here in 12 years. I own this fucking place. You still work here?
I only came here because my son said he was trapped in a hole again. Oh man, so that was great, because then it was like, this guy's like, "I can be the hero."
Yeah,
me
I can
and
run this camp.
Maybe I can adopt Jerry, you know, maybe if I get enough cachet from just running this camp.
I'm finally making more money. I mean, let's also just be honest.
Oh yeah, he was just a counselor who was like in the promotional video being like,
bragging about it. Because I remember one time he says, he's like,
"You remember me from the video?"
And his friend's like, "This fucking..."
Yeah. Jerry was like, He's like, yeah. And you want to drive the bus, you know? Just trying to be the cool guy right out of the gate. He's like, "Hey, fuck my wife if you want, dude. Drive the bus.
Drive the bus.
Fat camp, baby. No rules."
Camp Hope. What do you think it stands for?
I hope you don't tell your parents what happens here. What stays?
Yo, camp that's Hope. Just what Camp Hope. We hope you don't tell your parents what happens here.
Oh man, yeah, but that, so he came out of the gate just spewing fun, but so he takes over, 18 years experience, which is huge. We didn't get to see what happened with him and the girl, right?
No, they make out. One point, she's like, get over here, you fucking manager now.
Yeah. She's like, ooh, someone's taking me to Sizzler, which is where I love when Goldberg
comes back.
And they were like, what was he outside like? Because he acted like he was prison.
Yeah, and he's like,
and he got out. He's like, I went to Sizzler.
Went to fucking Sizzler.
Got me that fucking all you can eat.
He's like, bro, they had to close down when I left that bitch. And they were all like,
I went through two boxes of napkins. Yeah.
Also, I love that it was Sizzler. It's funny how I used to think that was the fanciest place.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I was like, oh my God, if I can one day eat at a Sizzler.
Well, dude, it sounds great. The commercials, I gotta say, were like top notch. They framed the food well. The graphics were always cool.
Yeah.
You know, and also you just didn't, I feel like you also, who you hear about goes there. Like, I was like, oh, it looks cool. Like, there was maybe one kid that was doing all right that you hear about him and his family going there. You're like, oh, fuck, that must be where ballers go. Yeah. You know? He was like, yeah, dude, I got some salad. There was a soup thing. And you're like, oh, you get a place where that just has all the foods?
Yeah. And you're like, what?
That didn't sound like a cheap establishment.
No, it came with the baked potato, fucking everything in the baked potato. Like, what? Dude, it came in the baked potato.
He's like, dude, I ate. He's like, my ice cream like accidentally spilled over the plate into my baked potato. He's like, I still fucking ate it. And you're just like, oh man, I would never think about combining those worlds at home. My mom's like going to go out of her way to be like, and scoop of vanilla and baked potato. Don't mash them together, you know? So
my mom's not gonna fucking. She's not gonna get there. That fucking plain bitch.
She's not gonna lay out a spread for me like this. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I've found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them. Text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more. Unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I've found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code About Last Night. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month with promo code aboutlastnight. And now, back to the episode. And then they do an obstacle course at the end.
Because that was what the whole movie's all about, is they finally get the Apache relay race.
Yeah, this was against the other camp, right?
Yeah. And
what was the other camp called? It was just
MVP. MVP. Most valuable player.
First Camp Hope. It couldn't be more two opposites.
Of what?
Team Awesome versus Team Quit. I mean,
Team Let's Go Play versus Team Where's the Shade? Always. Always Where's the Shade?
Oh. Yeah, Yeah, they just they were the skinny kids. Yep. They were the
and
cool
kids. The announcer, he says, all right, guys, finally time for the Apache Relay Race against the perennial powerhouse MVP going up against the fat losers. That's what he says, the fat losers of Camp Hope. And it's like, if you, because the parents are there, it's like, wait a minute, man. Yeah. Mom and dad are like, hey, dude.
Come on, man.
I'll say that at home. But even me, I want him to, he knows I don't mean that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was a, and then they, yeah, so they won. Take me through the events again.
So the events were obstacle course.
Obstacle
which
course.
If you watch the movie and you're going on like what real time would be, it's over.
Yeah.
Like as one kid finishes the whole rock climb and slides,
yeah.
While and then they show they're clapping for their friend who's like on step one, and it's like, oh well, if you logistically took the time to there's no comeback.
No way.
There's
they
none.
Did a potato sack race.
Yeah. Oh, that's how in the beginning that's how they get dog.
Yeah.
Potato sack race through the obstacle course, and then they come back through this hall of knowledge, which is like
yeah. That was what was the question too? That the
it was all American history.
Oh yeah.
And the British kid is murdering,
murdered
and then he's
it.
Like. Oh, don't know your history, pussy, mate.
Oh, yeah. Just throwing shade to Team Skinny.
and Team America and the yeah, American and school system.
Yeah, it was a, yeah, you're right. That was a big dig. I wonder if that was improvised from the little British kid or if like that was written in, you know?
Yeah.
If he was just like, you know what, fuck this country.
I've
been trying to break in for fucking 5 years. I came here to do soup commercials when I was three.
Look
and
at me now,
and I got fired. Yeah, look at me now. And so then it all builds up to the go-kart race. And Pat yep. and Jerry, this is what they've been working on. This is what they've been building a potential father-son post-movie relationship. Like these guys, this is the scene that's going to either, like they win this race, like these guys are friends after the movie, you know?
Yeah. They also built the thing together.
Yeah.
They get like, they steal like a, they like chop a motorboat up and like
yeah, again,
put it together.
See, and that's so funny that you, it wasn't surprising to see them build to that because again, right out of the gate, he was like, you want to drive the bus? You want to fucking go?
Yeah, he does
wanna sleep in my bed, man? Dude, I got my same clothes in your size already yeah. if you want to fucking look like me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I forgot he said.
He came in hot.
How many drinks you had? Yeah. One? I don't give a shit. Yeah, I've had one too many.
Can you drive stick? Ah, you fucking pussy. Yeah. Look, yeah. Says, what do you know?
You know how to figure a clit? You know how to play with the clit? And he's like, what? He's like, all right, come on in.
He's like, is that a... That a new flavor of Starburst? Yeah, he just... That is too true when you're a fat kid and you hear things that you don't know about. It just... You equate it to food. I remember thinking that. Like when someone was like, dude, like if they said like, you know, finger the clit, I'd be like, oh man, that's like, do you dip that in the... Is that like one of those... What was the fun dip? Is that like a...
Is that more a ranch thing or barbecue sauce
thing? Yeah.
Whatever flavor is it?
Yeah. But they won, which was great.
They pulled off a fucking crazy comeback.
Everyone goes nuts. It was a classic, like, you know, Cool Runnings. They finished.
Yes.
They walked the bobsled across the finish line. Like, these guys.
The Little Rascals. Yeah. Also, same ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go-kart race.
Just a go-kart race.
But the appropriate amount of, like, Disney enthusiasm. Like, you're glad the good guys won.
Yeah.
And then they said, I love you to each other at the end. Right? I'm almost positive. I wrote that down.
I think Adam, they do.
Yeah, he's like, thanks. I think Jerry goes, thanks, Pat. And he's like, I love you. So it wasn't
and
like
he's like, I love you too,
it
man.
It wasn't a, yeah, I love you too, man. And then it would have been right for Jerry to pull back and be like, I said thanks. I didn't say I love you, man. And he's like, oh, cool. No, I was saying I love you like.
Like anybody.
Like if you want to be my kid.
Yeah, I love Michael Jordan.
I love Michael Jordan. I love pizza. I love pizza, yeah. Yeah.
You know he does. I forgot that they have a real like deep, like I love you, man. He's like, I'll be back every year. And he's like, you better.
That's right. Yeah. Motherfucking dude. I need you to be a wingman for me, man. I fucking, you know.
I'm the manager now.
I told you some dark shit. Remember?
I'm the manager. Some dark shit.
Take that shit to the grave. All right.
Or we're boys, right?
Or I'll bury you in your snack bed. All right. I'll see you next summer. Oh man.
Oh god.
You have it. Well, it was a blast from the past. It was made in 95. So this, I mean, we're going in order at this point. Blank Check 94, Heavyweights 95.
Yeah.
I want to say that they both feel like summer movies to me. You know.
Oh, this is you see
end
this
of school,
end
yeah.
of school year comes out in May. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right in the middle of something, just fucking fun time.
Yeah.
I forgot this. This is Yo, Jerry, that's what he says. Hey, thanks, Pat. It's thanks for the best damn summer of my life. And Pat goes, mine's too. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, you're fucking 42. This was the best summer of your life.
There had to have been one summer that at least held a torch to this one, man. You're just straight up saying it's the best.
This is the best one you ever had.
Yeah, this is like, you guys went through so much. Like,
you didn't you go fucking, to college? And he's like, yeah, Michigan State. And it's like, wait, so 4 years Michigan State. You never.
No, man. Yeah, he was like, dude, doing belly flops and fucking saving a camp, and you guys all, you know, you put on weight. That's the one downside. But like, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm still gonna live longer because I can afford, like, you know, Medicare and stuff. But you'll be, you know, you're whatever. It's like, you got your 20s to figure it out. But,
like, Asher didn't. Yeah, Asher didn't. Figure it out now. Me,
man. Hey, man, best summer of my life, and I'm loving it. Yeah, you guys bounce, man. I'm going to live here, dude. I'm going to live on this campground. Hopefully the nurse stays, you know?
I wish you would have said things like, this is the best summer. I got to fucking raise this summer, dude. Best summer of my life. And the kid's like, wait, how long have you been? Like, he starts putting it together. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think if you did a sequel now, you know, or even if they had done a sequel right after, Heavyweights too, even heavier. I mean, the poster, the poster's like a kid. Well, actually, isn't the poster already in this one like a kid? They're all sitting on a sandwich, right?
They're all no, they're all four of them. I'm looking at it now. They're all holding up a sandwich. They're all holding up a sandwich.
Okay, I thought for some reason a kid was eating a sandwich, and all of them were like in the sandwich. That's what I thought the movie
should have been. It should have been Tony Circus eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Tony Perkins,
Disney probably thought that's too fucking violent.
Oh no, you're right. One of them is in the sandwich,
but nobody's eating the sandwich. I thought somebody was eating a kid sandwich. You know, and if you had Tony Perkins doing that, Disney would probably be like, "That's a little aggressive."
Just a kid's head.
Yeah, he's eating a kid's head. Got fucking like, you know,
this movie made $17 million in the box office. That's crazy.
95. That's
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
I wonder what, though, because I'm sure the budget was probably, what, $5 million, $10 million?
Do you want to just really quick,
what?
Quickly Google top grossing Disney movie, 95.
Top grossing Disney movie, 95.
Because blank check, I feel like, I mean, I'd be curious to know that one, but I think Heavyweights at 17 is like, I wonder where that stands with, like, George of the Jungle, you know, it's got to be like 100 mil.
I mean, dude, right at the top, Toy Story and Pocahontas.
Whoa. Where does, do we even get Heavyweights on the list?
Let's see. 39 more rows.
God damn. All right. Well, we can.
Oh, man. I don't think it comes up because some of these, this list is crazy.
Pocahontas. Number two. Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, it didn't make it.
Oh, no.
It didn't make it money-wise. Wow. But you know what? It's still a classic. Everyone remembers it. Everyone, I've never talked to anyone who didn't know the, you know, lunch is canceled today due to a lack of hustle.
Because there hasn't been any Fat Camp movies since or prior I can think of, you know?
I'm trying to think. Has there been, because even in like Superbad, it's like, oh no, one kid's fat, one kid's.
Yeah, but
like,
that's not Fat Camp.
No, it's definitely not like,
there's
Fat Camp.
Camp Nowhere, but that's not Fat Camp.
Yeah.
Remember Camp Nowhere?
I've never seen Camp Nowhere.
Oh, wow. That might be next.
I've never seen it.
That's great. Christopher Lloyd. And just, it's teenage
fucking
Disney.
Doc.
Yeah. He's like, he's a crazy camp counselor. And that's all these teens. But they're not fat. They're fucking, they're looking
they
the
got
party.
Their own issues.
Yeah, they got their own issues. There's some mental health stuff going on. And there's a couple of the kids are, you know, just a lot of the kids got, you know, puberty issues. And just Christopher Lloyd's there to work it all out. But Disney was just going for it. They were like, you know, Fat Camp, what's next, you know?
Yeah.
Teenagers. And then after that, who knows what? With Disney.
And it's funny how they stopped. They were like, hey, we're not going to put regular people, kids in this anymore. It's like, why? Because, man, if you watched our old shit, we lost our, I can't believe they had to cancel this.
Oh, man. Because
they've only made it, like, animation stuff now. They haven't, yeah. You can tell they're like, oh, no, we're not going back.
A movie like this, too, I think would be tough to make now because of the, just the fat shame.
Oh, you mean like
I think people would.
First line, Fat Tubbo. You Fat Tubbo.
Yeah, it's, I mean, but I don't know. I guess if the kids win, like, you know, maybe it's met with devil's advocate of just, all right, well, at least it's got a message, not just being, like, if you're going to have them come out on top, they got to,
yeah,
they got to, you know, if they can take the shit and they got to be able to give it type thing. But
I don't know why. They could have at least made them smart. They made them all so stupid. Like, they're all so fat and just, they're all dumb. Yeah. How worthless are they, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why is this the pitch?
I know.
So there's a fat camp and it's this.
What was the pitch?
Oh, God. So there's this fat camp. I got an idea for a movie. This fat camp, they're all worthless. Worthless kids. And they're like, all right. And like, no.
Go on.
Really worthless. I mean, they're fucking fat. They're stupid. Who? Their parents don't love them. Nobody loves them.
Thanks, bud.
You know what I mean? It's all like, no, it's just nothing. And he's like, all right, what else? You tell me. you tell me, yeah, what else.
What else
this
happens?
Movie could be anything.
Oh, man. Are there snacks? You goddamn right, there's snacks. Hidden everywhere. Is there snacks sneaking?
we find them all. We replace them.
Whoa. Yeah. I want to know the kids that didn't make that movie, because, you know, the kids that auditioned that were either too fat, where they were like, hey, you're not Disney fat, you know, because that had to be discussed.
First thing, I was like, you know what? This kid's fat, but he's Disney fat. Because he's not like, you're not looking at him going like, you know, Precious, where you're like, oh my God, this is scary.
Oh yeah, but there was, because these kids need to be able to move and shake, be able to hike. Like, I wonder if in the audition it was like, we're gonna go to the hallway, have you run down the stairs for a little bit, see out of breath you get. You know what I'm saying, though? Because it's like, you have to be able to hike in this movie. You got to be able to
jump off the blob.
You gotta be able to swim for 10 minutes without getting tired.
Go kart. I need you to sit there not sweating your little. I need people not to be uncomfortable with how much you're sweating.
Yeah, dude, we can only afford one night makeup gal. We can't be coming in to powder your fucking fat ass every 10 minutes. So you gotta be able to, you know, soak up the sun.
Yeah.
And not just be dripping through your clothes.
That was definitely a part of it. Like, hey, we can't have these fucking fatties dripping through their clothes. So make sure
they're
mobile.
Yeah, they're mobile, and their glands are like normal. And they just they don't do too much of this. Like too much fucking, you know, just pre-chomp chomping.
Just, when they see food and they're already chewing, I don't want to bring out food and they start chewing before we give it to them. Fucking get them out.
If they just see food and start chewing, we can't fucking have that, man. We'll replace them. We're not above recasting. We're 8 weeks in. Hey, man, this is where CGI gets, you know, developed.
Those, you know, they're fat. Just put another fat kid in there. Oh, they'll notice. They won't notice. Yeah,
they did do well, though. The casting.
Yeah, they loved it.
And Disney, I
loved it.
Gotta give them kudos for that. Both these, this film and Blank Check, for just the casting. Like, everybody felt like they should be there.
Yeah. There was no one that was out of place.
Yeah. But again, I would love to know who turned it down, who didn't get it, you know, what happened. Like, if you don't get cast, if they say you're too fat for Disney fat, like, does that make you turn your shit around? Or you just go, I'll show them, and then you know.
Also, again, I would have fucking, if I'd have got that role in Heavyweights, his life goes out of control.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God. That movie is fun, man.
Great movie.
It's a good movie.
It was a good one to do.
That was just a fun movie. It was funnier. Also, it was funnier this movie's funny. This movie, there are some like movies.
A lot of laughs
in this.
You know, good character work, too.
Yeah.
The best so far.
Definitely.
Like, Henry was the character in Blank Check.
Well, he was the only character.
Like, the larger than life, and then you get Stiller's character. But, Stiller was perfect for that. It's like, that's what you want.
And Pat was good. He was like, hey, we want you to be the B story, and you're going to get some pussy.
That guy's been like the friend or the neighbor in like a bunch of sitcoms.
So much.
I feel like you played poker with Tim Allen on Home Improvement a lot.
Probably.
Know? Like, he was just always like, yeah, hey, I got to get out of here. The wife wants me in bed by 8, you know, and so he just was like leaving the poker game like 2 hours early, and they're like, fucking, but you came here at 7:30. I know, yeah, quick game, right? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Way too early, man. It's Friday.
Yeah, the wife, you know.
Isn't she out of town this weekend? Yeah, she wants me home. All right. Oh, you know, that's some sort of fucking funny shit that you laughed at. Well, great one.
Oh, that was fun, man.
That was great.
God, that was fun. Real quick, I got to plug him. Go follow Darren Bates, everybody. Go follow Darren Bates. Instagram at WestonSun_56. He pays for this, so that's what he gets. He gets his name shouted out because he pays the bills. D Bates, go follow him. Go listen to the Raw Room podcast and show him some love. He's a great guy. Go Titans. Tighten up.
At Derek Poston, at Adam Ray Comedy.
Yes, sir.
And another great crossover ep.
Dude,
we're going to do more movies, I think.
This is so much fun. Yeah. Anytime. Oh, my God. I want to do Sandlot.
We got a whole list, and people have been suggesting nonstop after Blank Check came out.
Dude, I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, player.
Later, buddy.